Good morning. Today we are continuing with the third of the three opinions as to how much of the Yeheshmei Rabbah that Tzibur should say. And we saw earlier in the week the first opinion that we say just the seven words, which is 28 letters of Yeheshmei Rabbah, Mevarach Lalam Ulomei Omaya. Seven words, 28 letters, and that's it. And then we saw after that, the second opinion that we say 28 words, not 28 letters, but 28 words. We start from Yeheshmei Rabbah and we go all the way up till Da'amiram Be'alma. Then we stop there and we say Amen together with the Tzibur when the Chazan says Da'amiram Be'alma Vimru Amen. Then we say Amen together. But that would be 28 words. And now the third opinion. So the Beis Yosef says as follows. I have a question on the first of the opinions that you only say the seven words up till Almaya and you don't add Yisparach from a Medrash that Rabbi Elazar Ben Rabbi Yossi says as follows. It was a time that I was walking along and I found Eliyahu Hanavi and with him 4,000 laden camels. And I asked him, what are those camels carrying? And he said, Af v'chema, anger. In other words, it's carrying anger that will be used, explains the Medrash, to take retribution against people who do various averas during the tefillah. For example, somebody who talks between Kaddish the Baruch Hu, between Kaddish and Baruch Hu, somebody speaks. Or between the brachas, apparently the brachas of Kriyat Shema, Bein Perek LeParek, between the parshias of Kriyat Shema, and also between somebody who talks between saying Amen Yeheshmei Rabbah Mavorach and Yisparach. So the implication of this Mishnah is that you have to say Yisparach, the word Yisparach, right after saying the seven words of Yeheshmei Rabbah. So the Beis Yosef says, we see a need to add Yisparach. So how does that reconcile with the first of our opinions that you only say the seven words of Yeheshmei Rabbah and you don't say Yisparach? So that's a question. So then the Beis Yosef goes and brings the opinion of Rav Yosef Gigitalia, who says that it is an imperative to add Yisparach al pi Kabbalah, and will quote what he says and make a valiant attempt to explain it. He says as follows, Oy lam lapsayim, asher avru v'nanshu, woe to those fools who have violated and have been punished. And he goes on to say, Vadai hamafrid ben olmaya liyisparach, certainly one who breaks, has a break between olmaya and saying the word yisparach, it is if he is mafrid v'kitzes b'makom deleka kitzus. Those are very powerful words, al pi Kabbalah, that he's doing something that's really terrible. V'ein sarich lahafrid chas v'shalom, heaven forbid that somebody should have a break, in other words, have a break between olmaya and yisparach, and certainly not saying yisparach, but rather, he says, Elamidabek Olmaya Ali Yisparach. But rather, you have to say Yisparach right after Olmaya. Now, it's interesting to note that the Shulchan Aruch indeed paskins that way. Sha'onim ad Olmei Olmaya, those like our first opinion that only say the seven basic words of Yeheshmei Rabbah, and they end right off Lo'olam Ulomei Olmaya Bilvat Toyimim. It's a mistake. Ki asur lahafrid bein olmaya liyisparach, because you're not allowed to have a break between olmaya and yisparach. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch is telling us you have to add the word yisparach. So in fact, the Tshuva Shmishkanos Yaakov comes and says, based on this opinion, our third opinion, that you say yisparach, that this is indeed an early minhag, an old minhag, and this has a basis in Kabbalah, that indeed one should not just say the basic seven words, but should say Yisparach. Now the Drisha points out, not al pi Kabbalah, based on the Gemara, he says, indeed this could be a proper, and is a proper thing to do, because when the Gemara tells us that somebody should say Kaddish, b'kol kocho, kocho is koach, and a vav, in other words, koach is 28, and an additional vav is 34. The Gemara does not say somebody who says the Kaddish with his koach, meaning that would be 28 letters as the first opinion, or 28 words in the second opinion, but it says kol kocho, which is 34 letters. And in fact, somebody who says Yeheshmei Rabbah Mevorach, which really is spelled with 29 letters, because as we spoke earlier in the week, Shmei Shin Mem Yud Hey is the actual smelling. So if we say Shmei in that way, the Yeheshmei Rabbah Mevorach L'olam L'olam Amaya has 29 letters in it, And when you add on Yisparach, that's the 34 letters, then that's the gematria of Kocho. So in fact, the Druk Drisha says it seems to be proper based on the Gemara as well. So there we have it. To recap, we have three opinions. All are valid. First one is to say just the seven words of Yehishmei Rabbah. The second is to say 28 words, not just seven words, 28 words, all the way up to Damiran Be'omah. And the third opinion that we've just seen is to say the seven basic words of Yehishmei, but add on the word Yisparach fundamentally al-Pi Kabbalah. Have a wonderful day.